If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Quinn Meyer is with our Block Club Chicago report. Good morning, Quinn. Let's talk first about what's happening in Lakeview. We were just talking about mocktails. Let's talk about craft cocktails.
Yeah, let's talk about the real thing, although they do have mocktails at the spot. Good morning, Bob. So, yes, this is called Apothecary Lounge up on Clark Street, a few blocks south of Wrigley Field, also near the North Halsted Strip. And it is a cocktail bar that's trying to go for something a little different from the raucous Wrigleyville Lakeview vibe. They're trying to be purposefully mellow and chill. And if you want a nice calm spot to come have a cocktail instead of going to a dive bar or a dance club in the neighborhood, this might be a spot for you. It's called Apothecary. And the owner is actually a practicing pharmacist. So he's using some of his medicinal knowledge to kind of bring that to cocktails. There will not actually be medicine in these cocktails, but, they're kind of categorizing them by digestif, one for, maybe anxiety or stimulant, that kind of thing. So this is opening today up on Clark Street, and they're also going to have food. They're going to do small plates, elevated bar food, as they're calling it. So it might be a fun spot to throw into the mix there.
For sure. 3242 North Clark. We now know the Riot Fest lineup. Tell me the one act that maybe doesn't belong in this group. Alanis Morissette, Iggy Pop, and Tom Skilling? Really?
Tom Skilling, the famous retired weatherman, of course, Chicago's very own, right? So Tom Skilling will be making an appearance. I'm not quite sure what he will be doing. I guess, presenting the weather forecast in person, it sounds like, at Riot Fest. This is the famous punk rock music festival in Douglas Park. They almost moved it a couple years ago out of Douglas Park after some kerfuffles with the park district. That's over. They're staying in Douglas Park. So, yeah, if you want to join the mosh pit for Tom Skilling's weather forecast, I guess that's something you're going to be able to do come September. It might get pretty raucous out there.
Yeah. There he is. And if you want to know everything that was in Pope Leo's Chicago goodie bag that the mayor presented to him, just go to Block Club Chicago, the website. Anything here surprise you on this list, Quinn?
Not really. I do want to say, I interviewed the mayor a few weeks ago, and he just said, "I'm bringing a Cubs hat to Pope Leo, the White Sox fan." And then his team kind of tried to play that down and said he was just joking. Well, he did end up giving the mayor, the Pope, a Cubs hat. And, I think it was in good fun. Obviously, the mayor is a Cubs fan. So I guess that was serious after all. There's some pretty cool stuff, though. Very Chicago items. Brango mints from Catholic Charities. Books about Chicago. Shirts that say, like, "God Bless the West Side." And everything dope about America comes from Chicago. So it's very Chicago-centric. Lots of gifts for the Pope. I wonder if the Pope has a gift room like they have at City Hall. Where does he even store all this stuff is my question. Does he get to use it, or does he pass it along to the College of Cardinals? I'm not sure, but we have the whole list on our website.
He does need a big closet. Finally, this is a story about an interesting, different, and unique graduation in Rogers Park.
That's right. Ricardo Hernandez Navarrete, he graduated from high school on Thursday, yesterday, 18-year-old CPS soccer player. What's unique here is he had been in immigration detention for several months since March. He came to to Chicago several years ago with his family. They were seeking asylum from Colombia. They went to what they thought was a routine immigration check-in in mid-March, and him and his mother were detained. He has since been shuffled between different detention facilities until a few weeks ago when a judge ordered the release of his mother and 16 other people and Ricardo himself, and he was able to walk at his graduation yesterday. I still have to go through the whole immigration process, but he did get his high school diploma.
Quite a story. More at blockclubchicago.org. Quinn Meyers, happy weekend. Thank you, Quinn.
You too. Thanks, Bob.